Thank you very much, Marcia. And just before I give the final thanks to the speakers and everything, I've been asked to speak very, very, very briefly, don't worry, about this needle. You might have heard David O'Sullivan and Mike Austin mentioning earlier that a needle was developed in Wales for to help inject eyes with anti-VEGF treatments for macular degeneration and such, and that this specific safety needle was developed in Wales and ostensibly as a minor part of the design team. I've been asked to give just a few words on this because it's nice to celebrate things that have been invented in Wales. And essentially, and it is nice when people inventing things in garages and so on and so forth can go on and produce them for the good of all. And both myself and Sam Evans, we worked in Newport together about 5 or 6 years ago now, the Royal Gwent Hospital. And I had an interest in medical retina then, and he had an interest in tinkering with things. And he asked me what would be a good design for a needle. And together with little cut-out bits of plastic, a spring from a pen, and various other things that you have around the house, we came up with a bit of a mock-up of something that would fit onto the eye in such a way that the distance, the depth and direction would all be controlled, so that essentially pretty much anyone could give an injection without there being much of an issue with it. And we designed that as two people sitting at a table in a rented house in Newport. Well, that's where we worked. It wasn't just a random house there. And Sam, being much more business-minded than I ever will be, took that idea and went to the big companies and spent a lot of hard time and work and effort to get them to come up with a proper prototype, not one derived from Argos pens. And finally it got produced, and I heard the figure 40,000 mentioned by somebody earlier, and I wasn't aware that it was so high. But we certainly used them in Swansea for the orthoptists that we have injecting there. Swansea was the first place in Wales to where orthoptists delivered an intravitreal injection, and the picture that Mike Austin showed earlier was a picture I took myself on my phone of the first orthoptist giving the first injection using that specific needle in Swansea, and I very much liked that picture. In summary, we invented a needle in Wales, and now people use it technically on an international basis, though mostly inside the UK, so that's good. Well done, Wales, for that.